CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're excited to have on the phone Kate Sobrano, Ari. We're talking voice of a generation. We're talking 28 albums, plus many other achievements. I think she was part of the Hey Hey It's Saturday alumni. She was on there a lot. Kate, thanks for joining us. How exciting.
It's funny, you know, 40 years, it's interesting what people pick out. Like, Hey Hey was such an institution. You're absolutely right. I think they're doing like a big retrospective about it sometime this week. But other people will pick Superstar, or other people will pick I'm Talking, you know, depending on how old they are. It tells me what vintage you are.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
With that then, how old do you think Adam is from that comment on front?
Well, it's either one of two things, okay? Mm. So, because this is me hedging my bets. Mm-hmm. He could be as old as me, which in which case he'd be in his 50s. Mm-hmm. Or he would be as young as, like, say, 25 or something, and his mother is 50.
Yeah.
But whoever the parents were watching television when they were kids, and their parents go, oh, I like that Kate Sobrano, she's my favourite.
Yeah, it's the second one, I'm 31.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you're on radio, so I can't see if you're lying or not, so we're good.
Yeah, no,
Ari
definitely,
can confirm, right?
He definitely is 31, but he's an old soul, so
yeah, great.
He acts 50 plus.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's kind of cool.
So, Kate, how's your COVID-19 period been? It looks like you spent a lot of it making an album.
I did. Well, not most of it. I could only spend 3 days of it making an album because that's all we were allowed.
Really?
In Victoria, the rules were pretty heavy, and I hadn't seen my band already for over a year and a half, and we'd all been sort of in lockdown. And we got this 3-day window before they were going to go back in lockdown again. And my husband and I said, we've got to do something and we have to produce, we have to get ourselves into, into something that's going to keep us going for this next year. And so we gathered all the tribes. We went into this, you know, all socially distant, and we recorded live over 3 days.
Oh,
so like 10 hours of playing every day. And we got this album together. And got it mixed and mastered and released before they did the second lockdown.
That's incredible. So this new one, Sweet Inspiration. Yeah, banged out really quickly. It seems like a lot of people had to find new ways to approach making records during COVID.
Yeah.
Was that a challenge?
Yeah. We get little, like, you know, we get nibbled at by different things. Streaming has taken away a good part of our income.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not travelling or you don't have merch, and the cost of touring and travelling has gotten in recent times so excessive in this country that you just got to get really kind of nimble and find other ways to approach your passion. And I just went, okay, well, this is what we have to do. We just got to keep making records. We broadcast from home. My husband's a film director, and my daughter's also a singer-songwriter. So we sort of hunkered in with another artist who lives at the edge of our property, and we started broadcasting. And we raised about almost $30,000 for support acts during lockdown.
Yeah,
felt good.
Yeah, that's awesome. And during lockdown, you picked up a paintbrush. Is that the first time you've tried painting?
I come from a very long line of family painters. My mother's a portrait artist, but I actually go all the way back to 5 generations in Tassie. So
right, cool.
My ancestor is Henry Mundy, who was one of the first pioneer portrait artists in Tassie. And his portraits of all your landed gentry, I should say my landed gentry, are actually in your libraries and in galleries, and even in Melbourne here at the National Library, Henry Mundy. He's yours, he's ours.
That's amazing. And picking up a paintbrush, is that a way also with COVID and being super stressed about everything, was that a way for you to relieve your stress?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect remedy for trauma, and it was traumatic. You know, I was sitting with my daughter who's, you know, had her 17th and her 18th birthday in lockdown. I was thinking, oh, my God, this is just, what are we looking at? Is this kind of like a war of attrition? We're just going to wear ourselves out and get so full of Netflix and take out food that we're just going to explode.
Yeah.
And I'm being flippant about that, actually, because it was worse than that. But music was very good for therapy within that kind of entrapment. My daughter wrote a lot of music in that time, and she's now professionally recording that music, which is just beautiful.
Oh, amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I painted.
Yeah, and some of the prints of those paintings are available through Fine Print Co., so that's pretty cool.
Well, thank you for that, but I must tell people you've got to get in because they're almost all sold out.
So wow. Oh, get there in you quick.
Go. Go there now. Do it now.
they're selling out.
What do you consider to be your best breakup song? Because Ari needs a song to listen to, don't you, Ari?
Yeah.
It depends on whether she wants to stick it up to him or she wants to comfort herself. Which one?
Oh, probably song? Comfort.
Comfort. Oh. Well... It's not my song, but I remember when I had a particularly nasty little upset as a kid, I listened to Bonnie Raitt singing I Can't Make You Love Me, and though it's the saddest song in the world, it made me cry a lot, and that made me feel better. I don't know if it's going to be the right song for you.
I'll give it a go. At this point, I'm willing to give anything a go.
It's sort, it's sort of like bloodletting, yeah. You know, for medical purposes. Feel better, you know?
Yeah,
get it out.
I don't know. You know... If you find it may, this may not be the song for you, and I would hate very much. I mean, you know, it's like prescribing a drug that you know won't work.
Yeah.
You personally have to might go into all of your history and find whatever. But I do know that music is really a good remedy, and it can help you sort of definitely, as you said, bloodlet, but also give it a name because. Obviously, this is something you've got to live through, and then you'll come back in 10 years and you will have given it a name, and the name would have been that song or something.
Yeah, that is great advice. Thank you. Thank you.
Throw it all into the song.
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
And then throw
for
it
that.
Into the sea and throw him in with it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm all down. I'm going to be sage in the house and everything. Like, I'll do absolutely anything. I mean, obviously music, one for sure, is super helpful through tough times and great times as well. I mean, I wouldn't say going to alcohol is what I need right now, but I do love a bit of a wine. and on that note, you are playing at a winery. You are playing at Ghost Rock Concert in the Vines.
I am, and those guys are awesome. Like, they've just gone hell for leather to get up music, live music again. So I can, with love and deep gratitude in my heart, I'm going to come and super rock because they've had to tick every box. These guys have just done nothing short of just throwing all their love and all of their own personal effort into this. So I'm going to look forward to that.
We're so excited to have you. And being in a winery, are you a wine person and do you prefer red or white?
I am a wine person. I can't drink white anymore.
Ooh.
I don't know what it is. I sort of reached a certain age and maybe the sulfates or whatever it is that doesn't agree with me.
Yeah.
But I love a beautiful Pinot or a Pinot Noir. I like it. I love a nice mellow Shiraz.
Well, Ghost Rock has the most delicious Pinot.
Mm.
Oh. I can't wait.
So good. And you've played in Tassie plenty of times before. Do you have a particular standout memory of Tassie?
Oh, Tassie's beautiful. Every time I'm down there, it offers something completely different. It's like an unfinished symphony, Tassie.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful place here. And when you do come on tour around Tassie, do you come on the Spirit and then drive around or you fly in?
Well, we fly in usually, but, you know, it's a small, and we're used to it in Australia, given the circumference of Australia. Everyone drives.
Yeah.
Touring artists get on the road 3 and 4 hours before a gig and we don't think anything of it, you know. And that's, I don't know, I just don't think I'd ever want to forsake that kind of experience. I reckon that's just heaven. I think that's one of the perks of being an Australian artist is that we do get to actually drive and be a part of our country, regionally and then into the CBD, and I just, in that sense, you sort of feel you own it, and I love that.
Yeah, it is lovely to see more of the country when you can, and what better way to do it while on tour and playing music, so that's beautiful.
And I guess driving around as well, you can reflect on the time you're on stage and you're just in it, you're in the awe of it all.
Yeah, exactly. You are, and also you get to sort of like, you kind of inhabit the atmosphere of what sort of people live there, what they're into. I don't know, in the time it takes often to get to a place, you will have seen where people live, how they're living. You've stopped at a few places. You've eaten their pies.
Yes.
They love solid pies down there and they don't love meat pies. You know, like...
Yep.
Yeah, you can tell a place from its pie.
You can. They do change. No, they change.
Yeah. It's that and potato cakes that are all different everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Kate Sobranos, thanks so much for being with us. The new album's out now, Sweet Inspiration. You're playing at Ghost Rock Winery the 5th of March and also the Sunday session the 6th of March. The final ticket release for that is on sale now at ghostrock.com.au. We're also giving away a double pass on our Facebook. Kate, what a pleasure. Thank you.
Good speaking with you. See you at the gig, guys.